Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and you can simply go to durangobusiness.org for all the upcoming events that we have. And quick reminder, we have an upcoming marketing series, a five-part marketing series. All that information, again, is at durangobusiness.org. Start soon, so get registered. Chris Euler, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning, Jack.
Yeah? Things are rocking and rolling.
Yep. It's always busy. Always something to do, for sure.
Well,
especially on a Monday morning.
Well, you've got three restaurants
yep.
that you own, operate, manage, oversee. What's the right term?
So my title is CEO of Peak Food and Beverage now. We've kind of, because we have the different restaurants, we're kind of doing business as Peak Food and Beverage. And that's a derivative of Peak Brewing Company, LLC, which
sure.
is our limited liability company. So I'm the CEO of that. We have, I believe it's 109 investors now.
Wow.
In the across the three restaurants for uh-huh. the one company. We are 30% employee owned now. That's something we're very proud of.
Oh,
and
very
trying
nice.
To bolster the employee ownership all the time.
And the three restaurants?
Are Steamworks Brewing Company, which uh-huh. just turned 23. El Moro Spirits and Tavern. And the new kid on the block, Birds.
Birds up on North Main.
North Main.
Love that. You know, I want to say, too, by the way, thank you for your 20th anniversary celebration bringing in Atomic Punks, the Van Halen. It popped up on Facebook, and there were these three boys that were just jamming. They're probably, I'm going to guess, 5 or 6 years old. And they were air guitaring to the Van Halen tribute band, so to speak.
Nice.
So that
nice.
Was a great event.
Well, we're trying to figure out what to do for the 25th. We'll try to do something in similar form or fashion, just
yeah.
have a lot of fun.
So. Well, maybe those kids will be old enough they're actually playing instruments.
Maybe,
so I'll have to hunt them down for you. So Birds located up on North Main.
Yep.
You guys took the old KFC building and converted it.
Yep. So 2957 North Main. You know, kind of the irony behind it is my uncle owned the franchise rights and built that KFC and opened it back in 1994.
What?
And I ran
I did not know that.
I ran into him at a wedding in Colorado Springs that summer, and he knew I wanted to start a brew pub. And he said, why don't you come check out Durango? And I was in Durango for 3 days and said, I'm staying. I'm going to figure out what I can do here to make a living.
I had no idea. So it's going to
yep.
come full circle.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, he has since passed away and had sold the business and sold the property. So I ended
sure.
up buying it from someone else,
yeah.
but still kind of ironic that
yeah.
that came all the way back around.
Oh, that is awesome. I had no idea that that was a process. And you guys did an incredible remodel on it. I love the chicken wire out
Thank
front
you.
That is industrial-sized chicken wire.
Yeah, just kind of fun. You know, we wanted to make the building look different and draw some eyes off of Main Avenue when people mm-hmm. are driving by. So, yeah, we're really stoked. We had Tom Umbau and the Bauer Group as the architect, FCI Contractors. They do a fabulous job. So
yeah.
we had a great team to put that together and get that building remodeled.
Very cool. And when did you open your doors?
May the 4th. Be
okay.
with you.
Yes. May the 4th be with
May
you.
May the 4th so. Was our grand opening. So uh-huh. still an infant, but
yeah.
we're growing and learning every day. And you know, sometimes it takes a while for a restaurant to get it to where you want to be, but it's
sure.
what we do. So we're yeah. getting it all dialed in.
And you've added a few things to the menu. I am so happy. I remember when you first opened, I was like, got chicken and waffles on there, right? And you're like, well, no, not yet. But now you do.
We do. We figured out a way to do it. Waffles can be sticky, literally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but we figured out a good way to put it into the operation there, and it's kind of it's become an instant hit. It's a big seller now.
I can only imagine, because that crispy chicken's to die for. That stuff is so good, and it's gluten-free, so to speak, because it's potato.
Yep, it's a potato starch. So Chef
yeah.
Sean Clark figured, why don't we start using this instead of the regular wheat flour? And it's gluten-free. It's still in the fryer with other things that could have glutens in it.
Sure.
So you can't say it's completely 100%
right.
foolproof. But
let's say gluten light.
Gluten light.
Yeah.
Greatly gluten reduced.
There you go. And it's so delicious. You guys were wonderful. You catered our membership appreciation party, and the rotisserie chicken, the fried chicken, you had let's see, I'm going to see if I get all this right. You had mashed potatoes and delicious gravy.
Yep.
You had the mac and cheese,
yep.
which was also really good. And the broccoli was sesame.
Yep. So,
it's good.
Miso broccoli. Yeah, it uses sesame.
Yeah, that's
so.
It.
Yeah.
That yeah. was so good.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. We've been doing that with you guys for a few years now. And hey,
you're
chair shook.
I wish we had a camera, because your foot must have hit the little thing, and your chair just went like sunk really, really quick there. Workman's comp.
There, that's a little better.
Yeah, yeah, raised back up. You know, I thought you were shrinking. I thought you were melting on me there, Chris. So all the great stuff that you have, and you can order online. Tell me about this. What's the app you can download?
So if you go to birdsdurango.com, you can see how to do this, but it's called Toast Takeout. So Toast is the POS system that we use to put in the orders, and it's little iPads now. It's kind of the new technology. Or little tablets, if you will. But I've go to Toast Takeout or get that app on your app store, download it. There's actually a couple other restaurants that are on there that use the same POS, so Grass Burger and Home Slice as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So that's kind of a nice thing. It's, local companies, and you can go get on there, and you can do your mobile order, mobile pay. Once you put in credit card information, all you have to do is click Pay Now, and you can get rolling.
And you utilize the old drive-through for pickup.
Yep. So we did a little bit different. It's not like the old Squawk Box back at KFC had or some of their fast food places. Really, we just use it as a quick, easy place to pick up. So your kids are at their soccer game. You got to figure out dinner. You put in your mobile order. You drive up. We hand a bag out the window to you and your drinks, and you're home in minutes and eating dinner.
And the app will even tell you when your order's ready.
Yep. You get a text from the app. And it'll tell you, your order's ready. Come pick it up so you can queue up in the drive-thru. So.
That is way too convenient for me with our chamber building up on North Main now. So that'll work out incredibly easy for me. Now, I was going to ask you something else with that, and I just spaced out. Oh, I know what else. You mentioned the other local businesses. You're using a local business. You were the first fountain distributor for Zuber Fizz?
Yep. So they put it's a program called Bag in a Box, and it's what you get a lot of sodas out of in restaurants. So they were able to get some funding and start a Bag in the Box program. And so we had the first ever Zuber Fizz soda fountain in the world.
And I heard you have even some other flavors in there that you can't get other places.
Yeah, it's been really great to have a local company we can partner with. And they did things like they developed a lemonade just for us. They developed a cucumber water, LaCroix-ish, you know, so people just want a soda drink, but they don't want the sugars or whatever.
Okay.
So they've been really great to work with.
Nice. And so that's another great thing that you guys have done, just kind of collaborating and working with, other businesses in our community.
Yeah. It's a great place to live. And if we can continue to support one another. As Chef Sean Clark said earlier today, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
We all work together and use each other's products and services. I think it's a win-win for the community.
So 23 years ago, when you came to Durango, you knew you had this vision to open Steamworks. Did you ever think you would have three restaurants in Durango? Is that kind of a vision you had to expand?
No, I think we were maybe looking at the time where we could do brew pubs in other locations. But I think when it came down to it, none of us really wanted to leave Durango to go start other locations because the lifestyle is so fantastic here. So this was just kind of an evolution of, okay, we've built a good team. We've got a staff and we're kind of hungry for something new and some new challenges and some new things to do.
Absolutely. Now, what is the biggest reward being an entrepreneur and being here in Durango? What's been the best reward that you've seen in your years?
I had one of my frontline managers come to me the other day and said, "Hey, Chris, I just bought a house."
Ah.
And, he's just a frontline manager, a middle manager, but that makes me proud. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
The fact that we're 30% employee owned. We had a top employment level of almost 300 people this summer. Yeah,
wow.
Between the three restaurants. So I think all of that, I'm really proud of our company to be able to grow like that and to be able to pay good wages to people and give them benefits, give them ownership. We've got health insurance. We've got a matching program for retirement. Someone comes in, as soon as they're a manager, we'll do a one-to-one match. If they want to start retirement, they make upper management, they get a 2-to-1 match. We've got a great 3-tier health plan that we've been able to put into place.
Oh, are you hiring?
So
no, I'm ready to.
We're always hiring good people.
Always. That word good people right there. Yeah. I better stay where I'm at. it's good people. Well,
you got a pretty good gig, Jack.
Not old guys like me. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you do have incredible customer service. Anytime you go to one of your restaurants, customer service is bar none some of the best.
Well, thank you. It takes a long time to develop that. We've worked really hard over it. So.
Yeah.
We've got some good people. You know, I say my job these days is to hire good people and get out of their way. I just try to keep them between the mayonnaise and the mustard, the white stripe and the yellow stripe on the highway.
There you go. You know, a friend of mine that works for John Deere Tractor, I said, all right, you climb the corporate ladder. What's the best advice, management? And he goes, you know, my people are there to make me look good, and I'm there to remove the barriers so they can accomplish it. Yep. And it's so true. And like you say, don't micromanage. Hire the right people for the personality. Now, on the flip side of that coin, what are some of the challenge that you didn't realize that you faced over the years?
You know, especially with the number of employees we have, that could be cumbersome. Yeah. Fortunately, we hired an HR director, Lisa Blue, and we've had her around for a couple of years now. And that's been a saving grace, really, to have somebody to handle all that stuff. Labor is always a challenge. You know, mm-hmm. they say in any business, particularly in the restaurant business, you're only as good as your worst employee. So when the labor pool is kind of shallow like it is right now with really low unemployment and, you know, a growing economy, it's hard sometimes to find good people.
Yeah.
But we work really hard at it, and we're fortunate to get some good people in place.
So. All right. So pop quiz, what's your favorite dish at each restaurant? putting you on the spot.
Yeah. You know, I'd say Steamworks, we have the Purgatory Sandwich, and it's I get the chicken version of that with a salad and cilantro lime dressing. And that's
mine's probably, the Cajun chicken sandwich at Steamworks.
Well, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. Yeah.
I'll probably have the Purgatory Sandwich today for lunch. It's kind of my Monday standby. Yeah. So. El Moro, you know, we're always changing things up, but one of the static things on that menu has been the scallops, seared sea scallops.
Oh, yeah.
That's just delicious.
My wife loves those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at Bird's, I really like the Bon Jovi.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's one of the
What's
sandwiches.
What's on that one?
It's got some jalapenos on it, so it gives a little kick of fresh jalapeno. Yeah.
I like the Cluck Norris. That one looked really good.
Cluck Norris is good.
You got bacon. You can't go wrong with that.
A little feisty like Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and I know over at El Moro, what I really like are lunch specials because you get a half sandwich and, you know, side salad or fry and every, you know, and it's not overfilling and it makes me feel like I'm behaving myself with my weight or whatever. And I love is a turkey bacon sandwich, grilled turkey. That's my go-to.
Yep. That's a good one there, too.
Those are awesome. Now, are you guys always hiring? You mentioned that. Are you always looking for good people?
You know, we say always hiring rock stars. So, you know, if somebody comes in and they really, I always say we hire for attitude and you can train people to do everything else. So if someone comes in, they've got a good attitude, they seem bubbly and effervescent, then we'll figure out a way to work you into the mix.
Okay. Now, when I've been in El Moro, the horn is blown. What's that?
So that's a way to kind of, you know, the servers in the front of the house and the bartenders, they always reap the rewards of tips, but sometimes those in the kitchen making your delicious food don't get the recognition they deserve.
Oh,
so we started doing that at El Moro with, it's on the menu. You can buy the kitchen around, so to speak, it's $5.
Yeah.
And you put it on your bill and they blow the horn. And really what we do is just pool that money and we call it buy around, but it's just some extra tips directed at the kitchen.
Now, I keep bouncing on you, and the coffee's kicking in. with Birds, you guys catered for the chamber. Is that a regular thing, the catering?
Yeah, we're really starting to, you know, we got our chicken legs under us now, if you will. And we're starting to do more catering. We are doing lunches every Monday for Mountain Middle School.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. So that's been kind of fun. And we've had a couple other small events and then the chamber event. And so we're looking to do more and more of that. And we can tailor it to, you know, you want rotisserie chicken, you want fried chicken, you want sandwiches.
And you took care of all that for us, which was the menu was incredible.
Yeah, good. Awesome. Yeah. Good to hear.
I gave it a thumbs up.
Good.
Two thumbs up. Now, okay, websites for each of your operations.
All right, steamworksbrewing.com, elmorotavern.com, and birdsdurango.com.
Birdsdurango.com, and then with Birds, you can download the Toast.
The Toast Takeout app, yep, exactly.
I'm going to try that. I downloaded it earlier, and I figured out how to do it.
It's those pesky passwords, as soon as you remember those.
Yeah, you watch me fumble with that, but I remember. I did come back, and I remembered. All right, we've got about 30 seconds left. What have I forgotten?
I feel very fortunate to be able to be in the position that I'm in and come chat with you about these things and have the employee base that we have and the customer base that we have and live in this beautiful place we get to call home. So glass is half full for sure.
Well, and thank you too. You're hosting the Leadership of Plata social
gathering
with the new class. So thank you for doing that.
Yep, I'll show up when the alumni are allowed in and say hi to some folks.
Well, Chris, thank you for everything you do in our community, because you guys, well, I'm going to get your back. We didn't even talk about all the stuff you do to pay it forward.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's important.
Well, thank you. We got to send it back to the studios. Now I'm out of time. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.